Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the mind-bending space-time inside black holes. Buckle up.
Oh, this is gonna be good. So, what's the big deal with what's happening inside these cosmic enigmas?
Well, it's all about singularities, points of infinite density at the heart of black holes. And get this, physicists believe understanding these singularities could bridge the gap between gravity and quantum mechanics. Pretty huge, right?
Whoa. So how are they even beginning to study something so infinite?
It's a wild ride. They're using Einstein's theory of relativity, but it gets complicated. Apparently, the equations suggest a chaotic region around the singularity, a mixmaster universe, as it's called.
A mixmaster universe? Like a blender?
Exactly. Imagine space-time being stretched and squished in all directions, like an astronaut in a cosmic blender. Not a fun thought, but fascinating nonetheless.
So how did they even come up with this chaotic model? It sounds, intense.
It goes back to the late 1960s, with physicists like Charles Misner and a group of Soviet scientists, Belinsky, Kolatnikov, and Lifshitz, independently arriving at similar conclusions. They used simplifying assumptions to tackle Einstein's complex equations, and boom, the Mixmaster was born.
Got it. So this chaotic space-time, what's the significance of it?
Well, it challenges our understanding of how space and time behave. General relativity says space-time is continuous, but quantum mechanics suggests a limit to how small distances can be. This mixmaster idea complicates things even further, especially with the concept of space-time decoupling near a singularity.
Decoupling?
Yeah, it's like different parts of space becoming disconnected because of strong gravity, almost like each tiny part doing its own thing. Crazy, I know.
I see. Interesting. So, how are they testing these ideas? Can they even?
That's where things get even more interesting. They're using tools like the ADS-CFT correspondence, which is like a holographic principle for space-time. They can analyze a simplified model to understand the more complex reality of a black hole.
But isn't this all very theoretical? I mean, we can't actually see inside a black hole, can we?
True. But these theories have led to some fascinating discoveries, such as the presence of intricate symmetries near a singularity, which supports the idea of decoupling and chaos. It's all pointing towards a deeper understanding of gravity itself. Maybe even a quantum theory of gravity.
A quantum theory of gravity, you say. Now that would be a game changer. But I'm still struggling with this mixmaster idea. Are you sure it's not just an artifact of the simplifying assumptions they made?
That's a good question. And you know, physicists have been grappling with that too. They've been working to prove that this chaos isn't just a mathematical quirk, but an actual feature of black holes. Recent research using modular forms, complex mathematical functions, to analyze the bouncing space-time seems to suggest there's an underlying structure to the chaos. It's still early days, but it's pretty exciting.
I see. Interesting. So even though we can't see inside a black hole, understanding this theoretical chaos could still have huge implications.
Absolutely. It could revolutionize our understanding of space, time, and even the very fabric of reality. And on that note, we've reached the end of our discussion about the chaotic hearts of black holes. Until next time, folks.
Goodbye.